Revelation Revealed, Part 3, Section 17, Introduction to the Seven Letters. It's my opinion that these two chapters, chapter 2 and 3, are really a section of Revelation unto itself. A quick reading of the two chapters should tell you this to be so. First of all, let's take the seven cities. There's seven cities mentioned here. Those seven cities are in present-day Turkey. Secondly, we should note that the letters themselves were written to the angels of these communities of Christ. Now, right away, we have a difficulty that we have to solve, which in my own mind I have yet to solve. Within prophetic futurists, there are two major viewpoints on who these angels are. Either they're real angels, or they are pastors or leaders of the community of Christ in those cities. Now, the reason why people might think they might be pastors is because the word angel is translated from the Greek word angelos, which simply means a messenger. So really, an angel can be a messenger, an apostle can be a messenger, a pastor can be a messenger. So here we are, we have two choices, either angel or pastor. You can choose for yourself which one you want to believe is correct. Now, concerning the word churches, the word church is translated from the Greek word ekklesia. It simply means a group of people who have been called out of the general population for a specific purpose. Ekklesia, as it is understood in terms of Jesus, it's a group of people who have been pulled out by Jesus out of the general population and set aside for him and to do his will. So in each one of these cities, there was one, and I mean one, community of believers, which in modern times we call church. I won't get into the reason why I don't like the word church. The number one reason is simple. Our 21st century definition of church does not match the New Testament thinking when it comes to church. Laying that aside, we have seven communities where there are believers. Now, I'm going to hopefully make the rest of this simple. What we do with these seven communities differs from viewpoint to viewpoint when it comes to Revelation. Prophetic futurists, for the most part, believe these seven letters were directed to seven specific communities of Christ in John's day. Now, in John's day, depending on your viewpoint, when John wrote the letter would mean 66 AD or 95 AD. If it's 66 AD, I think we've got some difficulties to work through. For example, Laodicea, a few short years after that community of Christ came into existence, did it get to be that bad? If it was 95 AD, I could see, being the second generation church, we would have problems in Laodicea and Ephesus and other places. So, again, the majority thinking is these letters are directed to the seven churches in John's day. Why these specific ones, we really don't know. Now, the majority of prophetic futurists also believe that these seven churches represent seven periods of time in church history. Now, I have trouble with this theory because the book of Revelation does not say that. It's only the opinion of people. It does not say these churches represent seven periods of church history. And those who believe they do represent periods in church history, for the most part, don't even take into consideration the Eastern Church. So you rule out a big section of Christianity over the years. I'm not saying that these seven cities of believers can't represent church history. I'm just saying that the text doesn't say it. And amongst those who believe it, there is some discrepancy in when the periods begin and end. Now, another way to think about this, since John, or at least since I believe John, was transported into the future, day of Christ, the Great Tribulation, these cities, these believers in these cities, might actually be the cities in the Great Tribulation. That is, these letters are written to believers in the Great Tribulation. And if you believe that the book of Revelation is primarily Jewish orientated, then these seven communities of believers are probably Jewish communities, not strictly Christian communities as understood in what we would call the Age of Grace. Whatever you understand these communities of Christ to be, and there are various ways of thinking, there are many things that you and I can learn individually, and there are many things that the present day church can learn from these letters. So when we go through each of these letters, I will major on what we in modern day Christendom can learn from these letters. I will comment on other things as well, but we really have to understand these letters can apply to any period in church history, especially the period in which we live.